Well, it's not your job to teach me to acknowledge what I'm feeling. And it's not your job to teach me how to be a human being. But ooh, in 30 years I never learned it on my own. No, I just kept pretending I was made all out of stone, not flesh and bone. And a brain that's too electric to be swayed by math alone. Well, it's not your job to soothe my jealousy, and it's not your job to convince me you won't leave me. You don't have to keep me happy all the time. And if it's anybody's job to make sure I'm good enough, it's mine. At least it ought to be. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate this one thing about you. And I'll reciprocate just as much as I still know how to. But you just don't tolerate anything less than finding out what's really true. It's not your job to talk me down when I can't handle the truth. And it's not your job to do the work that I can do here in the booth. Yeah, sometimes I feel so clueless, but I'm not. And it's not your job to be my cue list when I lose the plot. No, you don't need to light my stage or free me when I lock myself away. Being flesh instead of clay is a decision I can make. So if I tend to self-delude and need a shot of something true, well, it's not on you. Yeah, I can write that word on my own forehead. I'm not bound by what my hapless father would or wouldn't have said. He erased that first letter from his label himself, but I'ma keep mine as long as I'm able. You don't have to love a stone just cause it's cold to warm it up. And it's obviously not your job to fill my cup. But it runneth over with the grace I sometimes feel I don't deserve. But that's not how grace works.